This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 428 for Thursday, June 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mostly higher on Thursday as subsoil moisture conditions remain poor in the eastern prairies despite rain yesterday. The old crop July contract recovers from earlier losses and is up $7.80 at $8.71.80 per ton. New crop November pulls back $1.90 at $7.61.30, and the January contract is up 50 cents at $763. Canola is getting pressure from losses in the Chicago soy complex, and there are small losses for European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is unchanged with the loonie at 82.68 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its monthly supply and demand estimates today, showing new crop soybean ending stocks rising 10.7% from May to 155 million bushels. Old crop ending stocks are 135 million bushels. New crop corn ending stocks dropped 10% at nearly 1.36 billion bushels. The old crop carryover is less than 1.11 billion bushels. The USDA trims the new crop wheat carryout by 0.5% at 770 million bushels. Old crop ending stocks are 852 million bushels. Besides its S&D estimates, the USDA also reports weekly export sales of wheat tally 326,000 tons for the week ending June 3rd. The USDA says export sales of old crop corn are nearly 190,000 tons with 26,400 tons of new crop. Soybean export sales amount to 15,700 tons of old crop and 105,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal comes in at just over 136,000 tons of old crop and 3,900 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales total 3,200 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The July contract drops 18.5 cents at $15.44 per bushel. July soy oil loses 1.13 cents at 70.46 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal retreats $4.80 at $3.81.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Thursday, with the July contract bouncing 8 cents at $6.99 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with a July contract down 8 cents at $3.88. Wheat futures are higher on Thursday. Chicago July is up 1.5 cents at $6.84. Kansas City July gains 4.5 cents at $6.40. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July jumps 11 cents at $7.75. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, June 10th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.